Hello, friends. It is Miss Rachel and Mr. Brian, and this podcast is Catching Time. This is just a 10-minute podcast for you and your family. Whether you're driving to school, coming home from something, super easy to do for you and your kids. Let's get right into it.
All right, welcome back to Catching Time. I'm Brian, and I've got Miss Rachel here, and I'm going to ask her a great question today. This is a fun one.
Yay!
Actually, me and Liam were talking about it on our walk to school this morning. If you could make a national holiday, what would it be? How would you celebrate?
Okay, so I'm thinking about the things that I'm into right now, and the thing that I'm into right now is painting by number, because it is something that I can do for myself that is just a joy for me. And yes, it's pretty for everybody else to look at, but it helps me. So I would make a paint by number day. And how I would celebrate it is I would ask everybody to think about how they could do stuff. Like maybe there's chalk by numbers, so there's going to be chalk art around. Maybe it's murals, you know, where you could do murals on school walls or even our church wall, you know, of paint by number. I could think of other things of cookie decorating, cake decorating by number.
By number.
So I think maybe I would change it to not just painting by number day, but by number day. So,
oh, I like that. Yeah. Because then you could do anything as long as it's by numbers.
Yeah. Exactly. What about you, Brian?
To touch on me and Liam this morning, he was like, "Dad, we get off school for Halloween." I was like, "No, you don't. No. That's not, it's not a thing." He's like, "But it's a holiday." And I was like, "It's not that kind of holiday."
Yeah.
He's like, and so very frustrating for him me this morning. But if I could make a national holiday, right, something that everybody had to recognize and celebrate with me, how will we celebrate? Man, I don't know. I would love to do something about, and again, this is super, Brian's a dreamer, right?
Like, yes, you are.
I don't know. Like I would love for it to be like National Party Day, where like it's just a big celebration for everybody, but like you had to throw a party and invite people over, or like have like a national block party kind of.
Nice.
Kind of idea like, hey, if you live in a neighborhood, you should be having a party and coming together with your neighbors.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think we've lost community. Gosh, now I'm going down some real like weird ideology like concepts. But I do. I would love to like community day. Like, and I know there's National Night Out and things like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like block party, National Block Party Day. And I don't know. Yeah. We just have big parties on our streets and love our neighbors and love our neighborhood and that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Very idealistic, right? Because like I also look at my own cul-de-sac. I'm like, three of those people would never do that, right? Like that's okay. So I don't know. It, very, very idealistic.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, would we get off for this national day?
Oh, absolutely.
Like, would it become a bank holiday?
Yeah. You know? And you're supposed to like, I don't know, in my head, everybody's like grilling in their front yard and like you just share what you have.
I'm
going down this road pretty hard now.
Yes.
And like there should be fireworks like 4th of July, but like they should happen on your block. Like,
on your block. So no fireworks, fireworks restrictions.
No fireworks. You know? It doesn't matter if you live in the city. It's fine. And it's about community, bringing people together wherever they are all over the U.S. Yeah.
Well, what I love about that is that when you're asking this question of each other, you're getting down to the why. You know, like for me, it was, you know, what I was into. For you, it was the community because you are an extrovert and you want to be in community. I'm an introvert extrovert where I can extrovert, but then I have to be an introvert.
You got to go recharge.
Yeah. Yes. So my recharge is the painting by numbers, being by myself, but still producing, I guess you could say, you know, like creating and producing that kind of thing. So when we ask this of our kids, like we're asking it of our preschooler, like, you know, I imagine them saying like, it's Popsicle Day.
Yeah, it's Pony Day.
And how fun would that be to make that dream come true? So I don't know, parents, your kids might be listening. Yeah. Miss Rachel said you were going to make my day dream come true.
Miss Rachel said that. Yeah. I want to be clear.
Not Brian.
Miss Rachel said she was going to get you a Pony Day.
And what do you think about for our middle schoolers? What do you think they're going to say?
I think for a lot of them, it's going to stem very similar, like around their interests or what seems to be cool or they like right now. I also think as a middle schooler or a high schooler, any day where I didn't have to go to school, pretty good day, right?
Yeah.
And just give me a reason. I don't need much of one. I don't want to go to school.
Yeah.
So I think that – I also think with a high schooler getting down to that why of like, why would that be the holiday you would want to celebrate? Or I also think about, hey, like what person do you think we should celebrate? You know, I don't
– Oh, yeah.
I don't necessarily have a great one in mind, but – I also think about those are some of our big holidays or to celebrate people.
Yeah.
And so what people should we be celebrating, you know? And I think, right, if you had asked me that as maybe a middle schooler, this is also just a sign of where I was at the time. Like my grandfather had passed away. And so like, or my grandmother, like it would have been like Grandparents Day. Like we need to remember our grandparents, right? And we need to celebrate, or it would literally be a day to celebrate my grandfather. Like the world should have recognized how great this man was.
Yeah.
And so, I could see that being a great topic of conversation of who should we celebrate? What should we celebrate? Or I think about some of the other hard times in my life of like, oh, when I lost a pet, I thought everyone should know, you know, and we should – that should be a national day of mourning, you know.
Yes.
And so even asking it that way of what are the big events that you wish were holidays in your life?
Oh, I like that a lot. Absolutely.
And how would you celebrate it, right?
Yeah.
And maybe those create some new holidays in your house. I don't know.
Yes. I love that. Maybe a lot.
But yeah.
Well, no, but I think that could be a good thing. You know, like we have Taco Tuesday.
Yeah.
You know, why not have, you know, a national holiday for your family?
Yeah.
But it's not a national holiday because it's just your family.
Yeah. But still treat it that way. You know, give it that kind of circumstance in your life, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And make it a big day to be celebrated. Yeah.
All right. Well, I think it's time to turn that question over.
Yeah. So I'm going to ask it one more time. If you could make a national holiday, what would it be? How would you celebrate? And then scaffold it. We've given you a couple ways to grow it up. So grow it up depending on where you're at and catch some time. Cool. We'll be back in a minute. And we're back. So hopefully you had some great discussion around your national holidays. What I'd love to encourage you to do now, if you've got a little more time to catch, is to have some discussion around your own traditions. Rachel, I'm sure you have some big holidays in your house, like Christmas and Easter.
Yeah.
Do you guys have traditions? And are there traditions that you've held on to or you would like to change, right? Like for us, admittedly, we love to decorate for Christmas the day after Thanksgiving, right?
Nice.
My brother comes into town, we do Thanksgiving, and then me and him climb up on the roof, we start putting up Christmas lights, right? The next day, it has to happen. I don't necessarily love that tradition. I'd rather just like sit and eat turkey.
Yes.
But hey, it's part of it.
It's part
it's
of
what
it.
We do. I don't know, would you... You guys have any traditions or ones that your kids might want to change?
Yeah. I think the tradition that we started was Christmas PJs and opening one present on Christmas Eve.
Okay.
So obviously we work at a church, so Christmas Eve is a busy time. And so we're here all day, you know, taking care of all of our amazing, amazing children and
volunteers
helping out. Everything. And so when we get home, it's usually late at night. It's usually 9:30, 10, because we've done the last service. The last service that we did would do is 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
We do not come back for the 11 yet. I know there will be a time.
There will be a day.
There will be a day when we will come back for the 11. But we open the present, and that present is the PJs. Mm-hmm. So I think there'll be a time when the girls are like, yeah, Mom, we're not going to do this anymore.
Yeah.
So I think that one, that's my favorite right now.
Yeah.
And that wasn't always the way. Like, we didn't do it all the way,
You
know, since they were little. But yeah, that's my favorite one right now.
Yeah. And I also think, hey, this is a great time to set some new traditions with your kids.
Yeah.
Especially if they're little, this is the time, right? Whether it's leaving cookies out for Santa or hiding eggs at Easter and creating a why behind it.
Yes.
One of the traditions of my family that I love my mom for starting was we would have to pick a name out of a hat and then give them 3 gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, right?
Yes.
And this was a tradition where it made us think about, hey, gold, what's that extravagant thing we want to get them? Frankincense, what's something sensory, right? So like a soap or incense or something like that.
Yeah.
And then myrrh was how they connected with God. And so spiritualizing that and creating a tradition around this idea of, hey, these are the 3 gifts that we're giving to Jesus. We're going to now give those to one another. And so how do we do that?
Oh my gosh, I love your mom.
My mom's brilliant. It was great. I'm sure if she was listening, she'd be like, oh, I found that on the internet. And this is like, cool, right. But
now we're sharing it.
Yeah, now we're sharing it. But finding those traditions for your family, finding ways to continue to bring holidays, whatever the holiday, back to this idea that Christ is in and defines everything. So
Absolutely. Hopefully
you guys can catch some time and have that discussion. And start something new.
Have an amazing week, y'all. Yeah. See you next time.
This has been Catching Time. We are so glad that you caught some time with us. We hope that you're catching time with one another. Come back and join us for another episode.